Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big band show tonight. Oh, biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com to check out their show listings. We do this for the P1 so that you don't miss any big musical acts coming to the North Texas area. And this week we have 7 candidates that will vie for the title Biggest Show Coming to Town. All right, candidate number 1, Thursday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. It's an 80s flashback show featuring Wang Chung, Tommy Two Tone, and Naked Eyes.
Wow.
Damn. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. We just took it as a hook that made sense.
Yeah. Why did we take that?
I don't know.
Because it's awesome.
I like Tommy Two Tone. I drive a
million miles. I never liked Wang Chung, but yes, I like Tommy Two Tone. And I love Naked Eyes, that Promises Promises song.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great song.
Okay, how many Tommy Two Tone songs can you name?
867-5309. It's true. This is a great song.
Yeah.
Another big hit, Always Something There to Remind Me.
Yep.
That was a great song.
That's the only good song.
You don't like this song?
No, this song always just...
This song's great.
It's just so weak.
No, it's not.
But yeah, it is. Oh, it's just so wimpy. It's so adult hitty.
You're a fan of Morrissey.
The yeah, ultimate, he was great.
But isn't he the ultimate wimpy singer?
Yes.
I'm not wimpy. Oh. I'm just a singer of only two notes. Maybe
songs.
Three. I don't know. Maybe I will sing another note.
You patterned Chris McKinley after Morrissey, the wimpiest singer of all time, but you don't like Naked Eyes.
He was not wimpy. Morrissey was not wimpy.
Oh, my God. He is the definition.
He's a skinwalker. He's a third skinwalker.
So many great songs.
I can't listen to him back-to-back songs.
You're nuts, man. The Smiths were awesome.
If they would have had a better lead singer, they would have been.
All right, that's a pretty big show. That's Thursday night.
The Smiths
Verizon.
Is playing with Tommy Two Tone, right?
Candidate number 2, Friday night at the North Texas Fair and Rodeo in Denton, Ryan Bingham.
Great. Drastic Reduction.
Great song.
What night is this? This Friday night?
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably the biggest act they have at the North Texas Fair and Rodeo. But they have music
Justin
there every
Cow-Cow.
Night.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
I like him, but he does need a lozenge, doesn't he?
You called all
yeah,
shots. A little scratchy.
They were only able to do one take. They didn't have much studio time.
How does he get
done right after Christmas? He had a cold.
How does he get through a live show?
He's pretty much like this the whole time. He's great, though. He's got a good band around him. He's awesome live. No,
all right, that's candidate 2. Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday up at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, bah, bah, bah.
Steven Tyler. Yes, this is a solo tour.
With his own tunes, or is he just...
That is unknown.
Doing old stuff.
He's 69, Gordon. Sweet
black sand. Why are you addressing that to me? In New York City. From that fine red wine off a
vine to cheap brown whiskey. Seattle coffee. He released a solo album, We're All Somebody From Somewhere. in 2016, so I guess he's performing songs from that album. It made it to number 19 on the U.S. charts.
Is that what this is, Jer? Solo stuff?
You say white?
Yellow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's... really politically correct.
That's the song we learned in Bible school, right?
Yes.
Yellow, red, black, and white. They are children in his sight.
Precious in his sight. Yes.
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yeah, but he doesn't call them yellow.
Why?
He just doesn't. Jerry Lewis, he just doesn't.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town. Saturday at Starplex. Lady Antebellum.
Man, they are great. I don't care what anybody says.
So it's not just a woman?
No, it's a trio. They had great vocals, good songs.
But they're from Nashville.
Ugh!
Yeah, can't be real country music.
It's not all bad that comes out of there.
George, you got to be against them.
No, I don't. Yeah, she's great.
Is this the Eye in the Sky song?
Yeah, the one that was compared to that one.
Yeah, they got their asses sued for this.
I wonder if they did. If I ever cross your get Eye in the Sky ready too, Jared.
No.
This is Hillary Scott, the lead singer.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
I think
okay,
it is.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's not a funny name.
No,
is it?
Well, I thought
George,
that was.
What are you doing?
I don't know, I thought you were up to something there. Yeah, she's got a great voice. I know you're mad.
I'm just teasing.
All right, that's candidate number four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday. At the Music Hall at Fair Park, Mary J. Blige.
So,
she's been down and out. She's been wrote about. She's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down. She's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets. She accepts the past. All these things they helped to make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything.
And she's attractive to the pants, isn't she? I've been holding
on. Well, yeah. Not bad.
She's 46. She's the winner of 9 Grammys.
So?
In 2016, she filed for divorce from her former manager, citing irreconcilable differences.
Okay, well, you don't have to bring that up.
Not real familiar, but every time I hear some of her stuff, I like it.
All I know is she did some songs with U2, so I like her.
It must be great.
All right, that's candidate number five. Candidate six, biggest show coming to town. Saturday at the Windstar, Keith Urban. I said Saturday at the Windstar.
Goes to Gordon Suburbs. See you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone
tonight. And chances are you're sitting here. This is a single from last year, wasn't it? He ain't gonna
treat you. Was this country?
Yeah, this is the one that spared everybody to death.
It's not a bad song. Bad song. I'm gonna say it anyway.
How come he doesn't sound Australian when he sings?
I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. You know, the Beatles didn't sound British when they sang.
I don't get that.
That is proof that we are God's country. That God prefers America over any other nation that's ever been.
Yep.
Because when people sang, since the beginning of time, they always sounded American.
Mm-hmm.
About that.
Keith Urban, of course, is married to Nicole Kidman, and in 5 years they will divorce, citing irreconcilable differences.
Gosh.
blue.
Why do you have to bring that up? There's other things in his biography than that.
Oh my God, he's got dual citizenship, Australia and the United States. That is unbelievable.
Why is that unbelievable? It's not that big a deal.
There's a lot of time here.
Oh my God!
Gordon, in 2006, he checked himself into the Betty Ford Center. Way to go.
Yeah, didn't he almost have a suicide attempt?
Wait, what, George?
I don't feel real confident in that, but he had a really bad episode, I think.
Sports panties? We can't get the music to stop to save our lives, can we?
It says here that while living in Nashville, Keith Urban became a frequent user of cocaine, Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
What do you look at to get all this information? Just like dirtoncelebrity.com?
I have plenty of sources because I am an intrepid reporter.
I'll show you the material.
And I do my job.
You're bringing up his cocaine, his divorce. George is trying to put him in the grave by his own hand.
His was speculation. Mine is fact.
I don't know if yours is fact.
It is.
Just because you read it on a website?
He checked into the Cumberland Heights Rehab Center for cocaine use.
Allegedly.
No, Benedict Cumberbatch.
He did it.
So
there.
All right, that's candidate six. Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the Bomb Factory. Boy, it's a big week for the Bomb Factory next week. It's this big show on Monday and then Fight Night on Thursday. But on Monday, Lord Huron.
What?
This song's getting a lot of airplay. Have you not heard?
Get a day job.
You not heard?
Jerry Lewis doesn't like him. Wow. He's a grump to even these people.
Yep. You tell them you're playing there and they show up. I am
not the only. That's how concerts work.
I think Lord Huron is the band name, not the lead singer.
Yeah,
he doesn't consider himself a lord.
Sure of that.
Somewhat sure of that. Take me back to the night we met. This song made it to number 5 on the U.S. Hot Rock charts. From the album
Why?
Strange Trip Book, because people liked it, Jerry. By the way,
what?
I've been meaning to bring this up. Well, I have two musical items to bring up. Number one, George, did you go see The Fix on Sunday night?
I did not.
Of course he didn't.
Why didn't you go?
Of course.
I was out of
You're
out
their
of
biggest
energy.
Fan.
I know. I didn't make it.
You were out of energy.
Yeah. Out of energy. Wow.
Had a long weekend.
Where are you getting your energy?
Yeah. Let's use my own energy, but I was out of it by Sunday.
What do you mean?
Well, I played on Friday night and Saturday night and had a long weekend. I was tired. I didn't feel like, and they probably wouldn't go on till like 10 o'clock, so I decided not to go.
Does that satisfy you, Jerry Lewis?
No.
The second thing I wanted to bring up, okay, the name Lord Huron is funny, but there is a musical act that is getting popular these days that I think has the craziest name for any musical act ever. Have you guys heard of Portugal the Man?
Yeah. No! Yeah.
They've been around a few years now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Portugal the Man. And
it's great.
It's a guy who sings really high. He's got a real high falsetto voice. But that, isn't that the greatest name ever for a band?
Or confusing.
Portugal the Man. It's actually Portugal... period, the man.
Jeez.
Man, that's nuts.
All right, I thought that
are
was
they,
fun.
Are they, they're from here?
Portland.
They're not even from Portugal.
Is here this Portugal are. The man?
You're about to win on this video game you're playing, George.
Hi.
Well, hello.
says the band's name is based on the idea of David Bowie's bigger than life fame. They wanted the band to have a bigger than life feel, but it didn't want to name it after one of their members.
Huh.
Portugal the Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it Candidate 1? Thursday at the Verizon Theater. Wang Chung, Tommy Two-Tone, and Naked Eyes. Candidate 2 Friday at the North Texas Fair and Rodeo, Ryan Bingham. Candidate 3 Friday at the Windstar, Steven Tyler. Candidate 4 Saturday at Starplex, Lady Antebellum. Candidate 5 Saturday at Fair Park, Mary J. Blige. Candidate 6 Saturday at the Windstar, Keith Urban. Or Candidate 7 Monday at the Bomb Factory, Lord Huron, George.
I support Ryan Bingham, but will vote for Lady Antebellum.
Gordo.
I vote for Keith Urban. Was he the one that was called the fraud? Or was that Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Chesney.
Whoa.
Sean?
Oh. Mary J. Blige.
Hmm. Jer.
Steven Tyler.
All right. Fernando.
Lady Antebellum.
No.
Hmm. Shut up, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Antebellum.
Mm-hmm.
So 3-1. Saturday, Starplex, Lady Antebellum, biggest show coming to town.